This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this special edition of the Kona Edge. It's the first time we've put one out on a Sunday, so a slightly different episode today. I'm Brad Brown, by the way. Thank you so much for listening. And I thought, with it being Ironman World Championship weekend, I'd send out a bit of a special podcast, and it's for a couple of reasons. The first one, obviously, just to congratulate everyone who took part in the 2016 Ironman World Championships. What a race it was. I'm recording this as I recorded it's about 5 p.m. where I am, but I can tell you what, I feel like an absolute zombie. Was up pretty much all night watching it on Ironman Live, and what a race it was. Particularly the men's and the ladies' race, and for various reasons. But a huge congratulations has to go out to Jan Frodeno and Daniela Reif, both doubling up, basically. Ironman World Champions 2 years in a row. But, gee, two very different races and two incredible performances. I mean, Daniela's performance breaking that course record was just phenomenal, and winning by as far as she did, I think, is spectacular. And the men's race was incredible. I mean, that chase down from the young German into third was one of the best runs I've ever seen in any marathon, never mind an Ironman World Championship marathon, breaking a record that has stood for a long, long time. So I think that's a name we're going to hear lots of when it comes to Ironman. Only his second Ironman, hasn't actually competed or completed a full distance Ironman after the issues in Texas this year where he won, but he's proved he's got what it takes. I think it's going to be a long and illustrious career for that youngster, Patrick Lang. Phenomenal, phenomenal performance. Enough about Ironman World Championships. So, although in saying that, I'd love to know what your thoughts were. What was your highlight of the race from the age groupers? We had quite a few previous guests from the podcast racing, a couple of age group wins as well. I think off the top of my head, congratulations to Jane Hansom as well as Dan Stubleski and Nathan Shearer as well. So those are just the three I wasn't tracking too hard. Garen Mosley ended up finishing sixth in his age group as well. Congratulations to him. Phenomenal, phenomenal performance from all the previous guests that were here on the podcast. And also, let's not forget Jackie Giuliano as well. She got herself a podium. She was chasing that wooden bowl to eat ice cream out of. I think as I'm recording this, she's probably still eating ice cream out of the bowl. But her hubby, Ryan, also getting a podium spot. So a double podium spot for the Giulianos. Congratulations. And we're definitely going to get Ryan on the podcast here in the not-too-distant future. The second reason I wanted to do a bit of a solo episode today, because no guests, those return tomorrow, is I wanted to tell you a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes here at the Kona Edge. The podcast is, and I'm thankful for it, is growing unbelievably. We are every month growing month on month, and things are really, really picking up. The downside of growth like that is obviously it pushes our costs up. There's hosting costs and that sort of thing. We've also got a team behind the scenes who transcribe the podcast, who edit the podcast. And unfortunately, our costs are climbing. So we need to figure out a way on how we're going to get it covering its costs at least. So that's the plan. I don't particularly want to make millions out of this thing, but as long as it can cover its costs and I can keep doing it because I love doing it, then that's fantastic. So we are going to be, or we have been approached by a number of advertisers to advertise their products here on the Kona Edge. And I've been very hesitant to add advertising to the podcast because I've I come from a traditional radio background, and unfortunately that's one of the necessary evils of traditional radio, but I wanted to try and do this podcast without advertising, but as it stands right now, unfortunately I can't from a financial point of view. But I want to give you the option that if you want to listen to the Kona Edge podcast commercial free, I want to urge you to become a patron of the show, and it's pretty easy to do, starting from as little as a dollar a month. So it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, a dollar a month, it's not even a cup of coffee. So essentially, buy me a cup of coffee a month and you'll get the Kona Edge commercial free. It's pretty simple. If you'd like to support the Kona Edge, all you have to do is go to thekonaedge.com/support. That's SUPPORT, thekonaedge.com/support. That's where you can become a patron of the show. You can cancel at any time. It's up to you. But if you'd like a commercial-free feed of the podcast, you can there as well. The third thing I wanted to chat to you about as well is I've had a crazy busy year, and haven't achieved the goals I've wanted to achieve. I did Ironman South Africa earlier this year, but one of the big announcements that's come out of the Ironman World Championships this week is that the 2018 Ironman 70.3 World Championships is happening in my backyard in Nelson Mandela Bay in Port Elizabeth. It's the venue, the same city that hosts the full Ironman here in South Africa. It's an incredible city. If you've never been to South Africa to race, I really want to urge you, put that on your list. Make sure you qualify for those 70.3 World Champs. It is going to be a race and a half, but I really need to get my A into G. So if you also want to support and follow my journey, what I'm doing is I'm actually starting a separate feed. So if you're one of those athletes that really struggle with motivation, or if you want to kick up the jack and maybe you want to train with me and work alongside me with regards to just helping each other out. So no coaching or that sort of thing, but if I've set a 12-week block and I've just finished the first week, pretty chuffed Sunday afternoon. I had 10 sessions planned this week and I've bomb 10, so all 10 done for the week. I'm feeling fantastic. Also got a couple of weight loss goals. I want to get a little bit leaner, and who knows, maybe put possible qualification for those 70.3 world champs. I think a lot has to happen. I've got a 5:06 half Ironman PB. I'm in a very fast age group, but stranger things have happened. Let's see what happens. Regardless of what happens, I'm going to be there watching anyway. So if you'd like to be part of the journey, if you need some motivation, then also just head over to thekonaedge.com/support. There's an option for you there to subscribe to my personal sort of training feed. I'm going to be updating it weekly. I'm going to be accountable, and I'm going to reveal some stuff about myself that I've revealed nowhere else. It'll only be on that feed. So go check it out, thekonaedge.com/support. I'd love it if you help me out. If you don't, that's cool too. The podcast is going to continue as is. Nothing's going to change from that point of view. But like I said, if you'd like a commercial-free feed of the podcast, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. I'd really appreciate it if you did help us out. So that's it from me. We're back again tomorrow with another regular edition of The Kona Edge. From myself, Brad Brown. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.